Brian Jennings has the news in full.
The Palestine Liberation Organization has endorsed conditions set by the Palestinian group Hamas for a ceasefire with Israel. These include an ending to all blockades against the Palestinian people. The decision by the PLO, which is led by the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, comes as the Egyptian government continues its efforts to establish a truce between the two sides. In another development, the Israeli government has called on the United States to lift a temporary ban on flights to Ben Gurion Airport near Tel Aviv. The Deputy US State Department spokeswoman, Mari Harf, said the decision had been taken solely on safety grounds.
The FAA makes these decisions when they feel it's warranted for the safety of United States citizens. In response to the recent attack at Ben Gurion Airport and the vicinity of Ben Gurion Airport, after consultation with US operators, felt that it was important to issue this notice, which is in effect for up to 24 hours, and they will provide additional guidance, updated instructions to the aircraft operators no later than 24 hours from when it went into effect.
And this morning, health officials in Gaza report that Israeli military fire has killed five people, two of whom were children. The Netherlands is observing a day of national mourning as the country prepares for the return of the remains of some of the 193 victims from the Malaysia Airlines crash in eastern Ukraine. The remains will be flown into Eindhoven Airport and then transported to the city of Hilversum for identification. From Hilversum, our Europe correspondent Paul Cunningham.
Flags on public buildings across the Netherlands are flying at half-mast today as relatives of those who died on flight MH17 prepare to mark the return of some of the bodies. When the military transport plane lands at Eindhoven Airport this afternoon, a minute's silence will be observed by the Dutch royal family, senior politicians and representatives of some of the 10 other nations whose citizens were killed. The delay in repatriating the bodies has caused widespread anger in the Netherlands, and this was compounded last night when Dutch forensic expert Jan Tunder said 200 bodies had been located, rather than the figure of 280 claimed by rebels in eastern Ukraine. Mr. Tunder said his investigators would return to the crash scene and not leave until all of the remains had been recovered. Paul Cunningham, RT News, Hilversum.
The Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte has warned that identification of the bodies could take a long time.
En zodra een slachtoffer is geïdentificeerd,
as soon as a victim is identified, the family will immediately be informed. Nobody else. That can sometimes happen quickly, but I must add, it can sometimes take weeks or even months.
Kan soms ook weken of zelfs maanden duren.
Senior US intelligence officials have said they believe the plane may have been shot down by mistake by poorly trained pro-Russian separatists. The unnamed officials say satellite and other intelligence confirms that the aircraft was hit by a surface-to-air missile from an area controlled by the rebels. Russia has described the claim as being implausible. The Coast Guard is urging people to stay away from coastal areas where there's sea fog, warning that they can quickly become isolated by it. The alert was issued following two incidents in Dublin yesterday evening. Three teenage girls were rescued after they became lost in fog on Sandymount Strand. And a woman was taken to hospital after she fell on rocks at Bullock Harbour near Dorkey. Sea fog is forecast along areas of the east coast today. There's been a sharp rise in the number of homeless people using the services of the charity Focus Ireland. In its annual report released today, the charity said it dealt with more than 10,000 people last year, a rise of 25% from 2012. Dennis Mahan reports.
Last year, Focus Ireland said it supported 10,000 people, its highest figure yet. And this year, it says the situation is getting worse, with more than 8,000 people availing of its services since January. In the last month, 39 families became homeless in Dublin alone. Acting CEO Mark Byrne said the lack of affordable housing, coupled with continued economic pressures, had forced people to the brink. He said in many cases, the best they can do is offer a B&B or hotel so that people are off the streets. With rents increasing by as much as 20% in the last year, he also called for the introduction of rent controls.
Now the time is coming up to 6 minutes past eight. The weather forecast, there'll be patches of mist and fog along parts of the east coast today. It'll be very warm and humid with spells of hazy sunshine. Leinster and much of Ulster will be dry. However, there'll be showers in Connacht, Munster and West Ulster this afternoon and evening. Some showers will be thundery. Highest temperatures will range from 20 to 26 degrees.